As Father Brett mentioned, my name is Deacon Gary Laperouse. I'm assigned to St. Joseph in Chauvin, where I've been assigned since I was ordained in 2000. It's been a little while now. That's our hometown. That's where we're from. Today, you're gonna see a few things different than you probably see from other preachers. I like to walk. I like to move around. If I get too excited, I might make you dizzy. Well, just bear with me. If I get really too fast, then just say stop. I also tend to get carried away with my preaching, so if I get past 11 o'clock when the next mass is supposed to start, y'all need to stop me, okay? I shouldn't get that far. But I have to mention this. At the beginning of Mass and the announcements, you talked was mentioned Pope Francis in the 2 years since he enacted the grandparents' special day. Well, if Father Brett is y'all father, I guess I'm your grandfather. Oh, made him leave on that one. The readings today, I like to really put in perspective of some kind of life experience, or some kind of life image. And today I'm going to make y'all hungry because I love the image of us in South Louisiana, how we love to cook. Any cooks in here? Probably every one of you love to cook, okay? I was brought up in a family where mostly the men cooked. My mom was an excellent cook, but my dad was the cook of the redfish couillon, the bald seafood, or the crab stew, or whatever it was. When it was a big gathering of family, typically my dad would do those dishes. And he would make a crab stew like I've had nowhere else ever. And it was the way he did his roux. And this is going to make sense, hopefully, at the end, so just bear with me. He would take the flour and the oil and mix it in a black iron pot, and he would cook it at a very high temperature, the highest temperature the stove would put out. Most people would not do that. Why? Because it's so easy to burn, right? You move away from the stove just for a few seconds at that temperature, your roux is going to burn, and you're going to start over. But he would stir that pot constantly in such a brisk manner to where the flour would brown into that roux very quickly and very dark, but it wouldn't burn. Now, it would take probably 3 or 4 hours after he was done of just simmering, once the onions and the water were put in some seasoning, to get the bitterness out of it because of the way he did the roux. But when it was simmered enough, the flavor was so robust and then so it was just, that's the way it came out, you know, because he knew how to do it. And he taught me how to do it. He just didn't teach me patience, so I used the jar. I'm sorry, don't throw me off. But the readings of today and the readings that we've been going through, Jesus is teaching us to allow ourselves to be simmered. Allow ourselves to be simmered in such a way that we become the person that he designed us to be. In the parables he gives us today, if you think about this in a simple way, the wheat and the weeds that the scripture is talking about, if you really look into the words, and I'm not going to get into the Greek and the Hebrew and all this stuff, it doesn't really matter. But there are many different types of weeds that grow a shoot, just like the wheat. And until it's time for harvest, you really can't tell the difference. And that's what this is talking about. Think about this. Think about the times in our life that we are like wheat. And we're connected to God, and we're connected to his word, and we're connected to in such a way that we have allowed him to simmer us into the Christian that he wants us to be, the man, the woman that he really wants us to be, to where we can feed others. We can bring Christ Jesus to others in the streets, in our workplaces, in Walmart, wherever we may be. But think about those other times when we take part in the gossip or the rumor mill or lust, greed, envy, whatever it is that you call your demon. At times we can be the weeds as well, correct? I know I can. Jesus is telling us today that the entire field is the world. We live in the world, a fallen world, and he is asking us to listen to him, to be able to be simmered and stirred in such a way that we become the Christians the people, the man of God, the woman of God that he's calling us to be. Paul, in the second reading, gives us a beautiful look to his vision through the Spirit. He's praying for the holy ones, interceding for the holy ones, the Spirit is. The holy ones that Paul is referring to is me and you. Paul has never heard to say that the dead who have gone before, that we believe are in heaven, are called saints. Paul called the Christians of that day saints. Many denominations still today, when they go into their congregations, call each other saints. That's from Paul. Paul did that very thing. Remember who Paul is. Paul is that young Pharisee, one who knew the scriptures back in front of the Old Testament scriptures in such a way to where he knew everything that was taking place and should have recognized things before this, but didn't. He was a man named Saul. Saul one day, after pursuing Christians, was in a crowd watching a man being stoned to death. That man was one of the first seven deacons of the church. His name was Stephen. And standing in the back of the crowd, Saul was watching this and seeing Stephen take these rocks, big rocks being hurled at him, at his face, at his body, at his head, everywhere. And all Stephen did was give God praise. Think about that. All he did was give God praise. He was being... That is a way to be weak. Saul saw this and was affected by it and allowed the Spirit to touch his heart in such a way that when he was going to Damascus, he experienced the risen Lord. He experienced Jesus Christ and became a follower. From a persecutor to a follower. So Paul is talking from that perspective. Allow that Spirit to pray for us. We don't know how to pray for ourselves. God the Father knows what we need. God the Father knows what he wants out of us and what he expects out of us. God the Son is there to intercede for us. So is that Spirit. So is that Spirit. Because that Spirit, God's Spirit, knows what we need in prayer. The first reading gives us something very special. It can be summed up in one word: mercy. That's what God is all about, right? Is he a just God? Yes. Is there punishment for sin? Yes. But is he a just God? Yes. He's a merciful God? Yes. He is lenient. He allows us to make that mistake. Hypothetically, if I would choose to say, God, I do not want you anymore, I'm not following you anymore, I've decided I'm going this way, I'm going to go chase whatever it is I want to chase, God the Father will stand there and watch me walk away. Because he loves me in such a way to where when I choose to leave him, he would allow it. He would constantly call me back to that moment in prayer. And the Catechism talks about that in 2567. Talks about how the loving God is tirelessly calling us back to that moment in prayer. But he will allow me to walk away. My brothers and sisters, the readings that we've been going through in the ordinary time is a perfect opportunity to read and to learn and to listen to the teachings of Christ and allow him to stir us. Allow the Holy Spirit to simmer us and allow God the Father to work through them and work through that grace to make us the man, the woman that God wants us to be. Our challenge in this world is to recognize in those moments when we're acting as weed and to allow God the Holy Spirit to pray for us and bring us back to being wheat. You have a lot to offer the church. You're being called by God right now to do something, to be that wheat, to feed somebody. If somebody's standing on the side of the road begging for a dollar, whatever, if it's just a look as a brother or a sister and say, I love you, it's your choice whether you give money. That's your choice. But that person deserves the dignity of that look and that good morning or that good evening in such a way to where you can be the wheat for that person. Yesterday afternoon, there was a lady after the mass who came to me, and she was all excited to tell me, "Deacon Gary, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do that." She wanted me to call somebody from my past, and she knows him. I don't know how she connected it to me, but she did. And I don't get along with that person, for not getting into all that, but I haven't gotten along with this person for a while, and I hadn't talked to him for a while. I said, "You have to call him." So I did. We don't know how much those little things matter to others. I had a great conversation with this man that I hadn't talked to in years on my drive home yesterday. And I'm very thankful for that lady, one of your parishioners, of asking me to call her. Now, if that's not the Holy Spirit, then I don't believe in the Holy Spirit. This is where we have to allow ourselves to be open to that motion, open to that movement, open to that grace moment that the Spirit has in store for us. And go and share the kingdom. Go and be wheat. More importantly, recognize when we are the weed. We need that wheat.